Disaster after someone accidentally pulls safety pin keeping Biden's body together. Washington, D.C. The nation's capital is in turmoil today after a White House aide accidentally pulled the large metal safety pin on Biden's back, which was being used to hold his entire bodily structure together. "Oh, hey, sir, you have a metal thing stuck in your coat," said Marcus Jackson as he reached out for the shiny object. "No!" cried three Secret Service agents as they rushed in to stop the disaster. Unfortunately, it was too late. Jackson pulled the pin, causing all of Biden's arms and legs to fall off, as well as his head. Critics have blamed the White House Chief of Staff for not properly briefing all employees on the importance of never touching that pin, which was installed to help Biden hold together after his head fell off while eating ice cream last week. Biden's medical team has gathered all the president's men to try to reassemble the president, but they have so far been unable to put Biden back together again. Sources say the crisis has deepened as Biden's dog, Major, has run off with his left leg in his mouth and has not yet been found. Five professions where you meet people at their very worst. Want a glimpse of humanity at its most deplorable? Polish your resume and apply for one of these jobs. Waiter. Ever wondered what it would feel like to be summoned by an arrogant city worker who's trying to impress a date by snapping their fingers at you? Then go for a career in the service industry. At least you'll get the last laugh as you watch them wolf down a carbonara sprinkled with your most awful secretions. Taxi driver. Working night shifts as a taxi driver is essentially a question of when, not if, your back seat will get vomited on. You'll either be dealing with drunks on their way to a nightclub or drunks on their way home from a nightclub who don't trust themselves to get a night bus. Include the deep cleaning bill in their fare. Helpline operator. Your sole purpose is to interact with people thoroughly pissed off that the product or service they've paid for isn't working. They know you're a temp working from home, but will still act as if you built their new laptop, which keeps randomly shutting off, and will just ridicule you accordingly. Put them on hold frequently, then cut them off. It's what they deserve and expect. Bartender. Your job is to serve drunk people alcohol. Without you, the drunk people would have no access to the alcohol. Yet, for some reason, 90% of drunken idiots view you as an obstacle between them and their next drink. Remind those assholes whose boss, by serving them maybe a drink that's mostly water, and charge them double. Retail worker. Prepare to be constantly badgered by idiotic customers asking you why you don't stock a certain jumper in a particular size, as if you simply hadn't bothered to knit one for them overnight when you were obviously making the rest of the clothes in the shop. The faster online shopping puts an end to all face-to-face retail interaction, the better.
You're being rude. You're fake news. You're fake news. Stop being rude. You're fake news.